I am back. This is your host, Julio Martinez, and you are listening to Arts in Review, one half of the Arts and Culture Hour here at KPFK on Fridays. My show is followed by Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase. And today I'm talking to two directors. First of all, I'm talking to Mr. Stephen Sachs, who it seems like I've known forever. Are you there,
yes,
Stephen?
Indeed. I am. Hello, my good friend.
How do you do?
I do well.
Yeah. You have a play, Claudine Rankine's Citizen, an American Lyric, which debuted at your theater, the Fountain Theater, and now it's moving to another stage in downtown L.A., California Plaza.
Yes, indeed. We are remounting our production of Citizen, an American Lyric, which was written by Claudia Rankine. And we are presenting it on September 9th and 10th at Grand Performances in California Plaza, downtown Los Angeles.
And it's free, I take it.
That's the best part. It is free. Yes, indeed. California Plaza, Grand Performances, they've been presenting outdoor entertainment for many, many years. And we're just absolutely delighted to be invited to present the work there.
Now, that's an outdoor space, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful outdoor performance area, kind of tucked between some office buildings and a beautiful Los Angeles skyline. So it's going to work just beautifully there.
What time are the performances?
They start at 8 p.m., so just as the sun is going down, and hopefully it will be cooler, the temperature will be cooler then, it's going to be wonderful. I mean, this project started back in 2014 at the Fountain Theater, and then we debuted it in 2015. At the Fountain, and it's been presented also at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City, and is now being produced around the country. It's all of it is an adaptation of Claudia Rankine's book of writing about racism in America. So it's a piece that is continually remounted because, unfortunately, the state of our country, the issue continues to be timely.
Right. Now, you adapted the work from page to stage.
I did. I did indeed. It was in 2014. It was just after the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, and I felt really compelled to have the Fountain Theater speak out on racism in America. And I came upon Claudia Rankine's book called Citizen, an American Lyric. And first, the title just really caught my attention. And when I actually read her words, I said to myself, this is what I want to say. So I reached out to Ms. Rankine, and she gave me permission to adapt her book into a stage play. The book went on to become an international bestseller and is now taught in schools. And the play just took off, and it's been popular wherever it's been performed. And what I think is so effective about it is that not only does it dramatize these large social issues, but it really focuses on the microaggressions, the little things that we say at the water cooler, on the subway, on the bus, in the office, that we think are not harmful, but because of the country in which we live and the privilege that we benefit from, we unwittingly say these things that can cause harm. And the play is also funny. It also uses humor. to kind of point a finger at ourselves and each other. And I think it will wake some people up and open some eyes.
Well, the play was popular enough in 2016 to receive the Stage Raw Award for Best Adaptation. And that's just before it was remounted by Center Theater Group at the Kirk Douglas Theater. So it seems to have received great affirmation by your audiences.
It really has. It's been embraced wherever it's been performed, and it really has also triggered a lot of conversation after seeing the piece. And it's only an hour long. It's kind of rapid fire. People want to talk about it because it pushes buttons and it opens eyes. It's now being produced around the country, in regional theaters around the country and on college campuses. So that gives me a lot of pleasure to see that it's being performed elsewhere.
Well, in this production coming up, you have your original cast members, Bernard K. Addison, Leith Kerburke, and Tony Maggio, and Lisa Pescia, who will be joined by Mano Mitchell and Andrela Ojo. I hope I pronounced those names right.
Yes, we have some of the original cast members, and Monet has done the show before, but she's a little newer. But you know, it feels like we're like an old rock band who kind of come together and reunite every few years to do the play, because you know the music never gets old. In this case, unfortunately, but it's a joy to be together again. We're having such a good time just reuniting as a cast and as a company and telling the story, because we need to be continually reminded of our participation in this problem.
Well, I should remind people that the performances of Citizen and American Lyric take place Friday, September 9th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, September 10th at 10 p.m. California Plaza is located at 350 South Grand Avenue, downtown Los Angeles, in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, next to the Museum of Contemporary Art, the Broad, and the Walt Disney Concert Hall. You can't miss it. And for more information, you can go to grandperformances.org.
Now, that's right.
Stephen, are you getting ready to announce a season at the Fountain?
We are. We're formulating our season as we speak, and it's going to be very exciting.
When will it debut? Will it start in 2023, or will you begin here in the fall?
It'll begin in 2023. It'll be a combination of indoor and outdoor performances because, as you know, we've installed an outdoor theater to complement what we're doing indoors.
Now, I thought that outdoor theater was originally just because of our COVID crisis, but you've made it a permanent installation.
That's exactly right. It started out as a way to solve a problem, and it has become a blessing. Audiences love coming to the outdoor space. It's beautiful, comfortable. It's a warm summer evening under the stars. You know, you got to enjoy theater and dance in kind of this hip urban setting. We love it.
Well, Stephen, you're a fellow graduate of L.A. City College. I was too. And I've been very happy to see your work. I was surprised when you started writing because I'd always known you as a director. I think I reviewed Sweet Nothing in My Ear. I think that was your first work you wrote for the stage. Am I correct?
Well, not quite. It wasn't the first, but it was one of the early ones. Yeah, I've been writing plays for quite some time. I think I've written, 18 plays now, and at the Fountain Theater, I wear many hats, writing plays, directing, producing.
Yeah, and I love Bakersfield Mist. That was another one of your works.
Yeah, that's another play that is being produced all over the world right now.
Yes, I saw that. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me. And I look forward. I haven't been down to this space downtown, California Plaza, but, and I have missed so far your productions of the play. So I'm looking forward to getting down there one of those 2 days, Citizen and American Lyric.
Wonderful. Thank you, Julio. I look forward to seeing you there.
All right. And thank you for joining us here on KPFK. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.